The dialect of Washington, County Durham. The principal speaker is Jerry Towns, a retired miner, a native, aged 77, speaking to Joe Todd, a retired miner, also a native, aged 73, recorded in Washington Old Men's Club by Stanley Ellis on the 29th of September, 1953.
Wait, Geordie was down to walk in force one morning, and it was just breaking daylight. Mm. And he always made it a habit of calling on his ma. Mm. That's the man he walks with. Mm. And he called, when he got to the house of his ma, the door of his ma, he looked up the pathway, and he sees his ma kneeling down at the letterbox, and he's shoving a bit of wire into the letterbox with a hook on the end, and he's trying to fish some good. He says, "What are you doing there, you fathead?" "Well," he says, "do you know what I've done, Geordie?" He says, "What?" He says, and dropped the key in the letterbox, and I'm forgetting to lock the door. "Where," he says, "you brainless idiot," he says, "where's your brains, man? Why didn't you use your brains? What's the matter you didn't get out the window?" There was a young couple got married, Joe Blank, the Western on the nurse, and they went to Blackpool for the honeymoon. Well, when I got to Blackpool, they had sleeping two twin beds, and being tired after knocking about all day and travelling a long way, he wanted to go and sleep, and he was just doing enough when he hears a shoot. "Jack," he says, "what's the matter, Henny?" So he says, "Jack, I hear his car, Henny." He says, "Are you?" So he took the head of doing off his bed and went and put it on. He says, "That'll never be warm, you know, get yourself to sleep." Mm-hmm. So just got Connie away, Connie back to bed when he says, "Shoots again. Jack, I still card." He says, "Are you still card?" Well, he fetched the blanket off, and then he went and got his top coat off the door and put over the top on him. Now he says, "Get yourself to sleep, you should be warm enough. No, there's plenty of clothes on you." But it needs to have just gone into a canny doze again when he hears a shoot. "Jack," he says, "what's the matter now, honey?" Well, he says, "you know, Jack, when I was at Yames," he says, "my mother, when I was card, my mother used to come and lie aside us." He says, "did she?" Well, he says, "if ye think I'm gonna go all the way to Weston for to fetch your mother," he says, "you're parrot."
Well, he'll tell you.
What about?
What it was like.
The North Marlin?
The North Marlin.
Oh, I didn't have a great lot of cables in there. I was only in once that I can remember, Joe.
Well,
and it was that like this. The coals was that hard when you're young with a pick, you know. You have a 2-pound pick, 2-pound and a half if you're a big fella.
Mm.
Your 2-pound pick pretty often got all down, were getting sharpened till it was only like a pound and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Some used to wear them till they were just like a little hairpin. And I know when you got your second tub filled, you were sweeping them up with your cap. The little bit, so to get that little bit in. Aye, for to just get your tub full. You know, break the heart of a bass monkey.
Oh,
it was heartbreaking. Terrible. Well, I'll tell you, that man gave a good description, don't.
Yeah.
Big ewers is men what used to get a lot of coal, more coal than the average ewer.
Oh,
see, big ewers, there were some thought they had secret weapons, what they used to blow the coal out, nobody knew, because they used to say when the putter come in, the tub was empty, you see. He would get sufficient coals to fill the tub up, and the lad would get away, and in that he hadn't a coal louse in the place, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the lad be sharp back. And when the lads come back, sometimes there's been coals right along the place. Wasn't that the way of a big
that
year was?
Jack,
Buckham.
That's Jack Buckham.
Jack Buckham. Well, no. But, as I said, this man was given a description of the place being that hard. He said, it's where these big ewers go for ones and nuns.
Mm.
He said, don't beat me by many.
No.
See?
Aye.
They didn't beat me by many.
Aye.
Get us?
Yeah.
Well, they were exceptional men, you know.